What about the children with additional challenges? Now, Adoption UK carried out some research. I want to speak to Becky White, who is a report author. She's also a former teacher. Becky, good morning.
Good morning.
There is a suggestion from Adoption UK and a group of leading educational experts that a radical rethink is needed in the way schools are judged.
Yeah, we are talking about children who have experienced trauma in their early life, maybe been removed from their family because of abuse or neglect. These children are often carrying the effects of these terrible early life experiences forward with them, and this affects their ability to learn, and in some cases it can affect their ability to have the kind of perhaps self-control that is perhaps expected of children. Some children are quite developmentally delayed. They may be operating several years behind their peers in their social and emotional development. And in a culture where schools are really rewarded for getting the best exam results, and obviously we want children to succeed and do well, but some children need additional help. They need a lot of extra support and understanding in order to fulfill their potential. And we really would like to see a culture where schools are rewarded for putting that extra effort in with children who are more, whose challenges make it more difficult for them. And that's going to take brave head teachers to do that in a culture where really the easy win of getting good exam results for children who were always likely to get good exam results is what's going to get them higher in the league table.
Those schools that you're aiming the message at, they, however, would be shaking the radio saying our pastoral care policies are in place and they're to be admired.
Absolutely, and we know that a lot of schools are doing a great deal of excellent work with children who've got additional challenges. But what we found in our survey of teachers, which was a UK-wide survey, was that a significant number of teachers had never received any additional training in the needs of children who've experienced trauma. So really we're finding that teachers are struggling sometimes to cope with children whose behavioural and learning needs are quite outside of the norm, and they themselves are not receiving the training or support that they need in order to give these children the very best chance.
More and more we hear now about children with special needs or children with an additional challenge or children with some former trauma that they've been through. And they exist, don't get me wrong on this, they absolutely exist, all of those children. But are we getting to a point where there's almost no such thing as a bad child, it's just very badly brought up?
I would definitely say there's no such thing as a bad child. I would definitely say that for a start. I think all human beings make choices at various times in their life about how they're going to behave and what they're going to do and how they're going to respond in certain situations. What I would say is for some of us, sometimes there are outside influences that make it harder for us to make the kind of choice that what people would call good. And I think as adults, we can definitely identify with that if we're having a period of extreme stress or we're sick or there is something serious going on in our family. We might find that we're responding to situations differently to how we would normally respond. We might sometimes act out of stress, speak maybe more sharply than we would otherwise do, maybe just behave in a way that isn't normal for us. So we know that even as adults, we sometimes succumb to stress. When young children are experiencing prolonged stressful environments and prolonged bouts of anxiety, sometimes caused by current trauma and sometimes caused by past trauma, they too will sometimes find it much more difficult than other children to make the kind of, let's say, good choices that we would expect them to make. And they're going to need additional support in order to do that.
Yeah, just to clarify this for me, because I wasn't sure if you're at the very beginning of your reply there. Do you believe that there is such a thing as a bad child?
I personally don't, I personally don't know.
That's interesting. You know, I'd be very interested to know what people listening to this program would think. You know, if you're having your windows broken or you're having people going mad into the small hours of the night, keeping you awake, or vandalism. I'm just trying to think of the things that some young people do. Is that never badness?
I have also been a victim of crime, and my children, I have too, have done things that I would call naughty. That is definitely true, but I think it's important that we separate the behaviour from the child. If we say that a child is bad, we're saying they never have the capacity to do good. They're just bad children, and we can give up. What we are saying is children are influenced by a range of experiences that they go through in their lives, behaviour that we might call bad or naughty may be arising because of difficulties that are outside of their control. For instance, a child who's exposed to alcohol in the womb can develop fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. This has a massive impact on a child's brain development. They actually become brain damaged. It makes it very difficult for them to manage their own impulse control. Now, those children may do behaviours that we might consider bad, but we have to consider what's underlying those behaviours. So I would always encourage people to separate the behaviour from the child, because that gives us all hope that a child who may be exhibiting behaviour that we might call bad may be able to learn a different way to be. It's not that they're intrinsically bad, it's that they've learned these behaviours, or these behaviours are prompted by some other issue that's going on, and we might be able to fix what's going on, support that child, help them to find a different way, help them to manage their difficulties in a more productive way.
Yeah, it's interesting. The research is done by Adoption UK, but we should point out, and I know you'll absolutely agree with me on this, some of the most balanced, progressive, intelligent and focused children that go through the education system have been adopted.
Yeah, we certainly don't want to be in a position of saying that because you've experienced this life experience, you will therefore be XYZ. There's nothing deterministic about it. But for some children, and particularly children who haven't had early in their life the buffer of a strong supportive attachment relationship, they can face difficulties because of the abuse and neglect that they may have been exposed to.
Do you think that we'll ever get to a point where there'll be enough resources to assist teachers who are already facing the demands of teaching at this moment in time?
I've been a teacher and I've sat in front of a classroom of 30 children, teenagers, with 15 or 16 different needs presented to me on pieces of paper, and I'm meant to meet all these needs, and I understand that it can be very, very difficult. I think in terms of resources, it's often expected that what will be needed is more money. And to some extent, that's true, but actually the kind of culture shift that we're talking about, where we ask a child, not why did you do that, but what happened to you? Where's this coming from? Where we look to investigate where these undesirable behaviours are coming from, that doesn't cost anything. Greeting a child every day at the classroom door, showing them that you're there for them, forming relationships with them, those things don't cost anything. Thinking about the way that you manage behaviour in school, that doesn't cost anything either. So yes, there is a problem with resources, funding particularly. We would like to see more funding given to training for teachers to help them to support these children, because this is... it's a big difficulty for teachers too. Teachers that's facing children with behaviour that's out there in the classroom, that puts a huge strain on teachers and the other children. But we think there are strategies that can be used to support children that actually are not costly and not all that time consuming.
Okay, Becky, thank you very much indeed. Becky White, who's the author of the report with regards to children in the school environment that may have been through indeed some trauma. They may be vulnerable students who are being ignored by the system in this battle for the schools to be number one. It's something that you may have an opinion on. 02890 333 105. The sun is shining. It looks like a fine winter's day today, but it's going to be a cold week. We'll have more detail on that shortly.